Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As the nation continues its race towards secular humanism, conflicts between the government and the church are becoming more and more frequent, and by the looks of it, they won't diminish anytime soon. Three cases in point. The first occurred this week when Billings Assembly of God pastor Calvin Zastrow filed a federal lawsuit against Yellowstone County and numerous state officials. The case stemmed from a February 4th incident at Billings Metropark when Pastor Zastrow tried to collect signatures to get CI 108, the Montana Personhood Amendment, on the ballot. After collecting signatures on public property in an area where signatures are commonly collected, Pastor Zastrow was arrested and booked into Yellowstone County Jail. He was released a few hours later and told that no charges would be filed. Of course there wouldn't. He hadn't broken any laws. On its face, this appears to be a classic case of viewpoint discrimination. In addition to his claim of false arrest, Pastor Zastrow was also challenging an obscure Montana state election law that limits the free speech of ministers and churches with regard to candidates and ballot issues. We applaud Pastor Zastrow in his effort to remind us that the freedom of religion is the first protection in the First Amendment listed even before the freedom of speech. Second case in point is the fallout from the U.S. Supreme Court's terrible 5-4 decision in the Hastings case. In that decision, the court ruled that California's Hastings College of Law didn't have to officially recognize the Christian Legal Society because the group violated the school's non-discrimination policy by not admitting homosexuals. The decision opens up a can of worms and calls into question whether or not a Christian organization can even demand that a person be a Christian when they run for a leadership role. Robert Shibley of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education said that this decision will lead to absurd results, such as stopping a campus Christian group from ousting its president if he converts to Islam. According to the Christian college group InterVarsity, 41 colleges have reviewed the practices of Christian groups in the last 18 months. And finally, our third case in point deals with a federal judge's decision this week that a Washington law requiring pharmacists to dispense Plan B and other abortifacients, even if it violates their conscience, is unconstitutional. If you remember, we beat back an attempt to pass a similar law right here in Montana 4 years ago. In the Washington case, this is clearly viewpoint discrimination because the law allows pharmacists to not offer certain drugs for economic and other reasons, but not because it violates a pharmacist's deeply held religious beliefs. This case was already heard once before by the same judge and was sent back to him by a panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The district court judge then reheard the case, this time in an 11-day trial, and reached the same decision. It's sure to be appealed again. All of these cases point to the same problem, that America is drifting further and further from its religious foundations and is trying to rewrite the definition of morality in a religious vacuum, something that America's founders called sheer folly. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.